This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In automotive news today, some kind of meh data. Major car makers reported March sales this morning that came in well below expectations, 500,000 cars below expectations, to be a bit more specific. Not included in that total, because it's not yet a major car maker, was Tesla. The high-end electric car maker reported first quarter sales of just over 25,000 cars, which for them is a lot, and it raised hopes ahead of the much-anticipated release of the more mass-market Model 3 sedan, in theory later this year. But with mass-market models come mass-market expectations, something Tesla has struggled with in the past, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
YouTube is full of videos of people experiencing the dramatic thrill of acceleration in a Tesla, going from 0 to 60 in a matter of seconds.
Oh my God, it was like a roller coaster!
The question now is whether it will be a roller coaster that keeps steadily climbing upward or comes racing back to Earth.
This is really the moment that Tesla's been waiting for all these years. Everything that they've been doing has been leading up to this moment.
Ed Kim, an industry analyst with Auto Pacific, says after bringing two high-performance electric vehicles to market, Tesla's now testing its brand against mid-price cars.
Consumers that really want something different, really want something unique that represents a different way of doing business. And for those people, Tesla represents exactly that.
But Tesla has yet to prove that it can deliver on higher production targets while also meeting quality and service expectations.
Tesla has never had a particularly good reputation for quality and reliability for the cars that they've built to date, for the Model S and the Model X.
Sam Abu El Samed is a senior analyst with Navigant Research. He says some of the service issues a luxury buyer might overlook might not be forgiven in the more competitive landscape.
That's going to be really hard. I think a lot of customers, if they start seeing quality problems, are going to walk away from their pre-orders.
On top of that, Abu El Samed says legacy car makers are moving quickly with their own EVs, which now feature the same 200-mile charge radius as the Model 3. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.